You're with Raph.
At some stage, they're going to run out of stuff, right? At some stage, they're going to have to start filming again. One of the shows that is going to start filming very soon, with a whole lot of social distancing in place, is Neighbours. They must be glad to be getting back to work. Dippy is played by Sharon Jahal. She's one of the actors on Neighbours who actually must be thrilled to be getting back to work. How are you going, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm going really well, actually. I was looking over the scripts as we speak. So basically, I can't give away the story.
I want to know the penultimate, most secret thing in the script that's right in front of you.
The one thing I can guarantee about Neighbours is that it's ever-changing. The stories feel familiar, but they're not. So, look, going back to work next week on Monday, I'm really thrilled to be going back into filming. We've had a couple of weeks off in line with, obviously, everything that's been going on around us that everyone else is experiencing as well. And I suppose the Neighbours show isn't immune to that. But one thing I can definitely say is I'm super proud of everyone in our production team that has worked countlessly behind the scenes to make sure we've got all the precautions put in place to get us back to work in a safe way.
And will the show be referencing the social distancing, or are you sort of working around and pretend it doesn't happen?
You know what? I did speak to the producers about this. I was like, why don't we just say what's happening and bring it in? And I think the overall view on that is we bring, and this has been confirmed with the feedback I've got from fans from the UK and from Australia during this time, is that they look to Neighbours for a little bit of lightheartedness and a bit of an escape. And given everything feels so heavy at the moment, I think they took the view that by not including that. I mean, we did a little bit on the bushfires when it happened because we'd be remiss not to, but not including it in would be better for the viewers. But also in saying that, I think it would be quite difficult to do because I was talking to my husband today. I was like, we would have had to have every conversation on one of the four different things that we're allowed to do every day, like going to the shops, going to exercise. Yeah. And we're not supposed to congregate and have chats, so we wouldn't be able to intertwine. We will be characters on the show.
So how are you going to get around the social restrictions but convey regular life?
Look, it is going to look different, as the CEO of Fremantle said this morning, I believe, for ABC as well. We're going to be using a few tricks. So long zoom lenses. We're going to be maintaining the social distancing rules, but we're going to be trying to limit the amount of people in scenes to three, and we're going to be using a little bit of trickery. It is going to look different, and, you know, we've accepted that, but that's just the only thing, I suppose. That's the way we can keep this show going forward. There's going to be probably a lot of conversations on the phone, and that's not something that's new to the show, but, yeah, different ways of communicating with characters on the street.
How's business in your world? You must be one of the few people acting who actually has work.
Yeah, look, it is really, it's a very trying time. I feel super privileged and very lucky and very proud as well to be going back to work. I mean, this show's been going on for 35 years plus, and it's a really great testament to the team behind it to find ways to adapt and be resilient in that way. But I'm completely aware that not every production, because every other production basically in Australia and, you know, almost worldwide has stopped. And I believe we're the first one that's coming back in the English-speaking countries to resume production. I'm very aware that that's not possible. I suppose we've got a very strong backing and more resource to put into different ways of doing it. But, you know, we're still figuring it out as we go. I was really upset. On a personal note, I'm not going to lie, with the amendments that didn't go through with the JobKeeper stuff that was happening in Parliament. And
because tons of people in the arts community just miss out on that, don't they?
Yeah, we did. So we did a lot of work. A lot of the artists around the country did a lot of work to, I suppose, flood social media right to our MPs to ensure that freelancers and people in the arts community were included in that. But unfortunately, it didn't go through. And so now I think it's a time where we still contact our MPs, but also keep in touch with everybody in regards to mental health, because this is probably going to be the most trying time that artists worldwide have had to face,
no doubt,
along with everybody else, of course.
Yeah, but the arts community, especially in this country, getting smashed. Look, I'm glad you've got work. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Really excited to be back.
Sharon Jahal there playing Dippy on Neighbours. They will be back at work on Monday. They think they're the first TV or movie in the English-speaking world, as far as we know, to be sort of back and filming.